Stories of the World. I'm your host, Kamali, coming to you from Colorado on a sunny Saturday, February 28th. In the Stories of the World series of podcasts, we explore ancient stories from folklore and religious texts originating in various locations around the world. Podcasts are presented in groups of three, the first telling one ancient story, the second a different but related story, and the third discussing the similarities and differences between the two. This is the final podcast in our first group of three. In our first podcast, we listened to the story of Noah's Ark, and I asked some discussion questions at the end. In our second podcast, we listened to the story of Matsya Avatar, and I asked you more questions. Today, we will discuss all of those questions, along with some very clever questions and ideas you posted yourself on our discussion forum at storiesoftheworld.com. Gather round and let's get started. The first discussion question for both stories was about the main characters. In Noah's Ark, the two main characters were Noah and God. In Matsya Avatar, they were Manu and Matsya, who turned out to be God in disguise. To answer question number four in the podcast two question, the word Matsya means fish in Sanskrit. In Matsya Avatar, God takes an avatar, manifesting in the form of a fish. But in Noah's Ark, God is just a
deep voice
and does not manifest in a body. The second question we pondered was the reason for the flood. In Noah's Ark, God saw humanity had lost its way and was in a state of sin, constantly fighting, arguing, and doing bad things. God wanted to wash away the sins and the evil of this time with a flood. In Matsya Avatar, the age of enlightenment and peace was naturally coming to an end. It was time for the next age or time period to begin. The answer to question number five for that story is that these cycles are called yugas, and each one gets increasingly less enlightened. Rather than living for thousands of years, like Manu, for instance, people in the next yuga might only live 1,000 years, and then only hundreds, until we arrive at our current age of Kali Yuga, where 100 years is basically the maximum lifespan. The third question for both stories was why God chose this particular man to tell about the flood. Were Manu and Noah both good boat builders? Well, apparently, but that's not the reason. Both men can talk to animals, but it's unclear whether they possessed this skill before God came to them or were granted it as a means to the end of saving the animals. The answer to question number three is that Manu and Noah were both good and pious men who loved and worshipped God. In fact, the Bible says that Noah was the only good and holy man left in the world at that time. And the Puranas say that Manu had renounced the world and left his kingdom in his son's hands in order to devote himself to God. He prayed that God would save humanity from total destruction when the time came for the first yuga to end. Because he was so good and holy, God granted Manu his wish by appearing as a fish and instructing him to build the boat. The answer to question number four in the Noah's Ark discussion is that an ark is a very large, very secure boat. In both stories, the boat, or ark, ended up on top of a mountain after the flood. In Noah's Ark, Noah's family and two of each animal were rescued, and they begin to repopulate the earth. In Matsya Avatar, there is no mention of Manu's family, but the seven rishis come along on the boat and bring not only every type of creature of the earth, but also seeds from all the plants. It is implied that there are at least two of each animal for the purpose of repopulating the earth in the new age. The Bible story does not mention saving the plants. And finally, you were asked to discuss what symbolism appeared in both stories. The flood itself could be seen as symbolizing purification of the world and a sort of baptism or rebirth in the new era. just as you wash yourself and your clothes in water, the flood was intended to wash away sin and cleanse the earth. Here is some other symbolism in the stories. The rainbow at the end of Noah's Ark symbolizes God's love and his promise to never send another flood to wipe out the earth. The olive branch that the dove brought back to Noah after the flood symbolizes that there was now peace in the world. The fish, constantly growing in size in Matsya Avatar, symbolizes God's infinite greatness and perhaps the infinite expansion of the universe. The fact that the fish never stopped growing is what made Manu realize it was indeed a manifestation of God. The Vedas, or holy books, Manu rescues, along with the seven sages, or rishis, symbolizes all that is true and good and worthy of saving in the world. And the mountain that each boat lands on symbolizes rising above the disaster and beginning life anew. Now let's consider some of the comments and questions that you shared on storiesoftheworld.com. Jenna Smith in Vancouver, Canada, asked some very good questions of her own. She wondered if there were any fish on the boat, because they live in the water and wouldn't need to be saved. She also wondered if there were any birds aboard, because they could have flown over the flood. My guess is that you're right, Jenna. The fish wouldn't need to escape the turbulent water and rain. But birds would not necessarily be safe, especially since all of the trees and places for them to perch would be washed away, and they would not be able to keep flying forever. In the Noah's Ark story, we know there is at least one type of bird aboard, the dove, which symbolizes peace. Thank you, Jenna, for your questions. Mrs. Mackey's class in Folsom, California, asked what religion these stories are from. That is a very good question. The first story, Noah's Ark, comes to us from the Old Testament of the Bible. There are actually three major religions that have the Old Testament as a foundational holy text. They are Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. The second story, Matsya Avatar, comes to us from the Puranas of Hinduism. No, not like the flesh-eating fish. The Puranas are a collection of stories that were passed down orally from generation to generation for hundreds of years before being written down in Sanskrit. It is commonly believed that the man who compiled them was Vyasa, author of the Hindu epic titled the Mahabharata, which is widely regarded as the longest poem ever written. We encourage you to learn more about all of these religions and trust that you will find similarities among them, just as you found in these two stories. That's it for our first group of podcasts in Stories of the World. Stay tuned for another pair of stories starting today. Thanks for listening.